Hi everyone, it's Victoria
and Eliza,
and we are the OG homies. Hi everyone, welcome back to Homies the Podcast. Victoria and Eliza here. Today is, drum roll please, episode 10.
Woo!
Okay, solo dance party over here. Okay, so we're so excited. Wow, 10th episode means, oh, I was gonna say 10 weeks, but no, because we did 4 in the beginning. It's been quite a wild ride, so much fun. We love all of our followers out there. Plug for the Instagram, guys. Make sure you're following on Instagram at homies.thepodcast, so we can update you when we come out with new episodes, and we do polls and like post stuff on our story, which is really fun and engaging. You love to see it. Okay, so today we are going to do a this or that 20 questions speed round so you guys can get to know us a little bit better, and we're just going to chat about some stories that go along with these questions. We compiled this list based on stuff that came from our own brains and the internet. So, but of course, before we get started, Eliza, tell us what you are into this week.
So, I'm currently living in the suburbs at my parents' house, and my parents live in a neighborhood that has a lot of little kids. And little kid birthday parties are happening on the daily, I feel like, and they all have the fire department come. I don't know if you've seen this in Greenwich at all, but the little kids here, they like line up outside and they have their like fire hat on and a balloon or something, and the fire truck drives by and it has a happy birthday sign, and then there's usually other people with cars that are like beeping and balloons and signs and stuff. And as loud as it is, and it's always like in the middle of a Zoom call I have for work or something, which is extremely inconvenient, but it is so cute because the little kids are like standing outside clapping and they're all like under the age of 5, so they're adorable and tiny.
That sounds so cute. What a nice like break in the day.
And then it makes me want to go stand outside and clap.
Yeah, what a little like neighborhood vibe. I love it. I don't think I've seen that at all in my town.
There are so many little kids around us here. So many.
Really? You know what's interesting is that, so my brother's in 10th grade. My mom has been like involved in our school and like in the town for a few years. And the vibe is that the current like kindergarten through, I don't know, 5th grade classes are all smaller than they have been for the past like decade. And so what my parents said, or someone wrote, that it was because people just weren't having kids like X amount of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Which means enrollment is down for all the private schools and the public schools, which I just think is very interesting. So that's interesting that you say that there's so many little kids in your neighborhood. Maybe they're just all in Marblehead, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I think a lot of them, they're people that were living in the city and then moved when the kids started to get a little bit older. So the people next to us have 4 little girls.
Wow.
And when they moved here, they had 2, and they had just come from the city.
Okay. I think that's such a cliche move, not in a bad way, but just like that's such a thing where people move with the little kids out. But it's like, what, isn't it even harder to have a baby in a tiny apartment? But I guess it can't go anywhere, it can't move or crawl yet.
But they have so much stuff, like baby stuff is just a lot.
Exactly. Yeah, that's interesting, but that's cool.
Are you into this week?
Okay, so this week, oh my gosh, I have been rereading the Harry Potter books throughout the pandemic since like May. I think I purchased all 7 books from online. Best move in the history of a pandemic purchase. And so it's my 3rd time rereading them, but it's been maybe like 5 years since I did. I don't know, I made that number up. But like, I read the first one back in the fall and then took a break, read some of the books, and read the second one. So anyway, so it's been like 3rd through 7, but I took a break after 5 because I read 5 so fast and it was so good and I didn't want it to end, to read Gone with the Wind. Anyway, my point is, we're finally at the 7th book. I'm literally like 3 pages away from the ending, and it's so good. Oh my gosh, I'm such a nerd for Harry Potter. Like, it will never get old. It's so good. I shed a tear yesterday. Just, like, the ending is so good. Anyway, so I'm very, very excited. I've been trying to make it last, but I already have another book. Oh, I mentioned, I think, last episode that I watch Twilight. So I got the Twilight book, which I've also already read from the library. It's already queued up for me because I can't be without a book. Otherwise, I'll be on my phone at all times, like right before bed. So I'm almost done with the seventh, with Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, year seven. That's great. What about, I'm going to say, what about you? Wait, have you ever read Harry Potter?
Yeah, I read them all, and I obviously saw all the movies. I was very into it.
And there's, like, the marathons, maybe that's the wrong word, but, like, they're always on TV, I feel like.
The Harry Potter movie weekend thing, where they show all of them, because there's eight movies, right? Because they split the last one into two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then, okay, I'm loyal to the seven, well, books and eight movies, but what is it called? Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is the prequel to the series, apparently, and a really attractive actor is in it.
Oh, the British guy that has the curly hair.
Is he in the Danish girl? Oh, I don't know. We'll find out. But I think we're talking about the same person.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, I don't know. I'm skeptical. I feel like you just need the seven. You don't need anything else.
That just throws a whole nother level of confusion.
Exactly. And especially because it's different actors.
True.
Have you read or seen, what is it, Lord of the Rings? Because people say that, like, that's, like, if you like Harry Potter, you'll like that. But I never got into it.
I didn't like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of hard to follow and weird, but... What's
other one with the closet? Oh, Narnia.
Narnia. I think that was, like, required reading in fourth grade.
Okay, good. Okay, so let's get started with our 20 questions. Okay. So, guys, the way it's going to work is we're going to alternate asking each other a question, and we're just going to answer. And then we have some side stories sprinkled in for you. okay. So, Eliza, sand or snow?
I'm going to go with sand on this one, even though I do like snow sports, like skiing and stuff.
Right. Yeah, I agree with sand all the way, though. I'm a big beach girl. Like, period.
No question.
Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about cake or ice cream?
Ice cream, always. However, ice cream cake, I think, is a phenomenal invention, and at Carvel, like, you just can't go wrong.
I agree on the ice cream cake front, but I think, given the selection, I would choose cake over ice cream.
Okay, wait, so what kind of cake, then?
Chocolate. It's just, like, a nice, gooey chocolate cake with some good frosting. Really gets me.
Yeah. Would you have a side of ice cream scoop?
So, I would, but they wouldn't be allowed to touch, because when ice cream melts, it makes the cake mushy, and that's just gross. Like, I hate soggy, mushy food.
And, yeah, that's true, and then you're just, like, scooping up the ice cream in your spoon. The
melted. Yeah, it's like soup.
Oh, you're so right, yeah. Okay, it's my turn, right?
Yeah.
Hot coffee or iced coffee?
Definitely iced coffee. I drink iced coffee in the winter. I like to make it at home. I just brew my normal Keurig coffee over ice, and it's fantastic.
Okay, awesome. I agree, iced coffee, but I feel like if I were to put my Nespresso coffee over ice, it would be super watery.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm doing it wrong. Okay, so thinking back, was it my senior year, maybe junior spring, I got a lot of matchas hot from Starbucks. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of gross. Okay. It's like this green liquid that's like, and they're like a venti. There's a lot of it. I don't know. The iced version is way better, I think.
I liked iced matchas when you put mint in it too.
Interesting. Oh my God, I had a god awful, disgusting matcha once. It was with lemonade. They had lemonade, and then they just put the matcha powder in the lemonade. I was like, why did you do that?
Yeah, that's nasty.
So bad.
Oh my gosh, not for me.
No, thank you.
Okay, what about lake or ocean?
Ocean. However, I do not have much experience with a lake.
Yeah, I'm the same way, and I always used to be creeped out by lakes, because I feel like a lot of times there's a lot of sediment, so the water looks cloudy, and I didn't really know what was, like, in the bottom, whereas I feel like the ocean, you know, like, what all the ocean creatures are, but I think with the lakes, this is just coming from someone that grew up on the ocean, I just didn't know what was in a lake, really, And my high school sailing team, we sailed on a lake, and there were always water snakes and like snapping turtles and just kind of the freaky creatures.
Oh, I don't like that. Wait, this, I just had an image come to mind. What's that movie with the twins? Lindsay Lohan did the remake.
Oh, Parent Trap.
Yes. Okay. So I think it was, I don't know if it was both versions. I think the Lindsay Lohan version, when they went camping with a stepmom and they went out into the lake and stood on each other's shoulders. So one of them was under the water and they told the stepmom, Meredith Blake, that's such a good name. I'm just They told her like, oh, come out and hang out with us. Like, it's so shallow, when it was literally like two people's worth.
Oh yeah.
That just that image came to mind when you said that. But my thing was like, I just think the ocean is so amazing and beautiful, and salt water is awesome and like good for your skin, feels good, whatever. And also like waves, man, like
yeah.
Waves. That's why, that's what you need. You need to swim in the waves.
And tides.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Book or a magazine?
Definitely book. I think magazine is more of a visual thing. So if you're into pictures, magazine would be the option. But I like books just because I like the stories and they're longer. Like a magazine, you have an hour-long flight. You can flip through and read everything in that, I feel like. Whereas a book, you know, you can get there and back.
Yes, wait, I'm so glad you said that. I so agree. Obviously, I've been raving about Harry Potter and reading. I'm so into books. However, I have a select magazines that I like to read. And when I finally like officially move out, I want to have like a few magazine subscriptions. Like I do like to have a paper version versus online. So HGTV magazine, the best magazine. I'm going to leave it at that. And then Wall Street Journal magazine, my parents just got these to the house, so that's why I know them. Wall Street Journal magazine, I really like their articles, like most of the time. It's like pretty. They have like really pretty like clothing advertisements, like high fashion. And I think it's interesting. And then I think I would probably get either like Cosmo or Vogue. But I don't know, Cosmo's kind of like, it's like, how many sex tips can you get? You know what I mean? But like Vogue is like high fashion.
I always buy the September Vogue.
Ooh, okay.
I feel like, so the September Vogue, they usually release that in August, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I've always got some sort of trip I'm doing in August. So I'll buy the September Vogue to read during this trip. And it's a big, like thick book, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I kind of have a qualm with the price of some magazines. Like if it's more than $2 or $3, I just am outraged. I'm like, how? Like $12 for some things?
Yeah, the September Vogue is always like $12 or $15, at least at like the airport news stations or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why you have to get like a subscription when it's on sale. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yeah. An issue. Mm-hmm. Totally makes sense.
But yeah, so we are really on the same page with most of this stuff.
How about TV shows or movies? Which would you rather watch?
Movie. But let me follow this up. So, okay, more than a few years ago, I decided to never see movies again. Like, going to movie theaters, I thought was a waste of time, and I got headaches, and, like, you know, you'd go in and it's light, and then you come out and it's dark, but mm-hmm. I got over that, because that was just kind of random, and I love going to see movies. I think it's so much fun, and it's just, like, nice and different, but I also love watching movies on Netflix, like, in my room, on my computer, or Hulu. It's just, like, something about a movie, it's just, like, I just like it. But also, like, TV shows. Like, I watch Handmaid's Tale. There's 3 seasons. You guys have to go watch it and tell me. I need someone to talk to about it. I also need someone who's, like, really into Harry Potter to talk to about it, because I have so many thoughts. Anyway, I took, like, 2 or 3 weeks to watch, like, that all those seasons, and it was awesome. Anyway, my final answer is movie. What about you?
Definitely more TV shows, because you can, like, stretch it out longer. And you don't really have to go hunting for something. Because my pet peeve is whenever I'm watching a movie with my parents or a friend or something, you have to go into Netflix and like scroll through and watch the trailers and everything. And that just bugs me. Whereas, you know, if like my parents and I have picked a TV show to watch, we can kind of guarantee that we sit down that night and we watch it. And that's the end of that. And you don't have to think about looking for stuff. And I feel like there's a lot longer time, so more character development and stuff. Like New Girl, we've been watching that a lot lately. Mm-hmm. And the characters just change so much throughout the seasons.
They do. Honestly, the last season of New Girl, I feel like they just needed to wrap it up, but it was very different.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wait, that was interesting what you said about, like, having to find a movie can be such a hassle. Like, you know, when you, like, sit down with your food and you don't want to start the food until you've started the movie. Like, 10 minutes to find something, and then you're not even like, I think Netflix's selection, I've just seen so much on Netflix that it's just not doing it for me anymore. But I have one friend where we literally just watch trailers. Like, we just gave up trying to find a movie one time. We just watched the trailers. Which is,
oh my gosh. Trailers can be fun.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, morning or night?
It really depends. I think I'm going to go with morning here. I think I just look better in the morning, to be honest, and that's why I like it. Like, I wake up and I have a fresh face and I'm ready to go.
Oh my god, my morning skinny can make me so happy. I agree with morning. I think you can do so much in a day if you just wake up early and, like, I feel refreshed, I feel good. It's like this one time I could sleep till 10 a.m. on a weekend, or I could get up at 7 or 8 and do so much, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my god, it's only 10. Like, I have the whole day. Mm-hmm. Or get up at 10. And then also, like, I'm such a baby, but, like, if I do not go to bed by 10 p.m., no matter what time I wake up the next morning, I usually always wake up at 7 or 8, no matter what my alarm is doing. Like, if I don't go to bed by 10, I just feel unwell the next morning. And even though that's, like, not even, it's, like, a ton of hours. Anyway, so I feel like the night can be so fun, but, like, I just need to really utilize it and to be my best self. And to go to sleep on time. So that's, like, what I'm currently working on.
So moving on to the topic of exercise, what do you prefer, running or spinning?
I think this is a very complicated question and, like, an it depends kind of answer, but I'm going to go with running.
I agree on that one. I think it's, I mean, I guess, like, in terms of a class, there's not as many running type classes as there are spin classes. I feel like there's kind of an oversaturation of spin classes, to be honest. But running is something you can just go do by yourself. It's free.
Right? Sometimes when I'm like, oh my god, I need to buy a Peloton bike, or I need to go to this fancy gym, I'm like, Victoria, running is free. Just go do it. And I'm like, no, like, I won't. I have a love-hate relationship with running. But that's okay. Okay. Chocolate or candy?
Definitely chocolate. I could just take a bite out of a chocolate bar and be thrilled.
Have you ever had the Hershey's chocolate bar with the cookies and cream on the inside?
Yes. That is so good.
It's really sweet. Like, I feel so annoying when I say this, but, like, I honestly get a headache because it's so sugary and I can't have the whole bar. Or, like, my gums hurt. Oh my god, that's so annoying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Remember when we would make our laps in the dining hall at school to get cereal? Like, yeah. If I had, like, a giant bowl or too many bowls of Reese's Puff, I would just get a headache because it was just sugar.
Sugar overload.
Yeah, but enjoyable at before.
Are you more of a chocolate or sugary candy type of person?
So I'm a candy person. Like, my favorite candy is sour gummy. And like, I really like Lifesaver gummy sours. And they're not always at CVS, let me tell you. But yeah, I feel like, you know, when people ask, oh, what's your favorite food? Like, what's your favorite movie? And you never know what to say when you're on the spot. Yeah. So I always just say, oh my god, I used to say, like, chicken nuggets, which is so weird. But I also used to say just chocolate. But, like,
chicken nuggets.
It's fake news at this point. Yeah.
Honestly, it's a great choice.
Yes. Okay, next up, peanut butter or almond butter?
I think peanut butter. I think it's way more versatile and goes with a lot more things, but I like almond butter in a smoothie. My favorite thing with peanut butter, though, that I should have done this for my what I'm into this week, is the peanut butter powder. It's called PB Fit, and it's just the powdered version of peanut butter, so there's not oil and, like, fatty stuff in it. And it's really easy to just add it into a smoothie, or even treat it like a protein powder type thing, and you just mix it with some almond milk and do a little shaky shake.
Okay, that's super cool. Okay, so I saw the powdered stuff a few weeks ago, and I thought of you. I forgot to tell you. And I think it's so cool you want to try it, because, you know, me and my powders over here. But I like how it, like, I think it's, like, such a funky concept, like, that it could even exist. Like, isn't it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Opposite thinking, but that's super cool. I want to try it. So the powder, like, what do you get out of it? Like, the flavor?
Yeah, it tastes the same as normal peanut butter, and it has coconut sugar in it, so it's not like gross and sweet and sugary or anything.
Yeah, we love that sugar alternative. Wait, did I ever tell you? So I used to be much more into oatmeal, but I still make it, and I got like, it might have been like a coconut palm sugar because I'm like, oh, I'm healthy. And then one day I was like, you know what? Absolutely not. I'm going to end my life and I'm going to put real brown sugar in my oatmeal. And like nothing really changed. So yeah. Okay. For me, yes, peanut butter too. Do you remember, maybe it happened at school after you left, they started using organic peanut butter in the dining hall, which just, I don't, obviously it's organic, there's something different about it, but like it's much runnier than regular peanut butter, which is like gloopy, one could say. And I don't like crunchy peanut butter, so I would just scoop my apple slice in the peanut butter. Mm-hmm. But at home, yeah, definitely peanut butter. I don't really like the flavor of almond butter. I would definitely have it in a smoothie. This one I knew at school, she had apples and almond butter in her dorm room. And I was like, are you okay? Almond butter is a very, what's the word? Like distinct flavor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely is. All right. Here's another one. Red wine or white wine? I feel like these are very polarizing opinions on this one.
Okay, I'm going to say white wine because I'm a wimp when it comes to wine, and I'm just inexperienced in red wine, and I want more experience. I think it's more impressive if I know my wines. I need to do, like, a wine tour or something. But yeah, what about you?
I used to be strictly white wine, and I only drank Sauvignon Blanc and, like, no other wine. And then I evolved, and I was like, I need to try this. And now I don't even drink white wine anymore. I only drink red.
No way. Okay, noted. I just like, I don't even know the difference between, what is it, Pinot Grigio. I used to chug Pinot Grigio, not chug, but like drink it from the bottle to get drunk as like in college. Like, who does that? And then like Sauvignon Blanc, like, yeah, I don't know the difference between like those whites. But anyway, we're working on it. So I'll come to you for red advice. Next up. City or suburbs?
Definitely city. I kind of go back and forth about this because I'm obviously living in suburbs right now, but I'm such a city person. I just find it so convenient to not have to commute to work. I just walk there, and your grocery store is like super close. You'd never have to get in your car, and your friends all live close by too, and you can go meet up with them in less than 20 minutes, you know? I just find it very convenient.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to agree. However, I honestly don't even have that much experience because I literally lived in the city for 1 month before Corona hit. But that's one thing that I miss about college is like having everything so close, like literally everything, the friends, gym, food, classes. And that's like, you get that in a city, like you just said.
Yeah. It's all very, very close.
Yeah. And then I feel like country is a whole other topic. I mean, not that I've ever really been to the country. Like, I have family in Southern Virginia, which I think counts, but I mean, it's not tough, I guess. I do just love sometimes how quiet places can be. I mean, the city can have its quiet moments.
Yeah.
Depending on where you are. It's just so nice when it's like quiet and it's like the sun is setting and it's, you can't get that anywhere else.
All right. How about gym clothes or regular clothes?
Okay, for someone who wears gym clothes all the time, I'm going to say regular clothes. I love getting dressed up, but getting dressed up can range, right? Like, we have, like, my go-to for school or, like, if I'm just doing something normal is, like, slip-ons, like white sneakers and jeans and a top and, like, a fun jacket or whatever, yeah, or, like, a purse. And, like, I love that. Oh, my gosh, it's the best. But, and I love getting dressed up. Literally, I just try on outfits in my room all the time. For what I'm not even wearing them anywhere. But like, I feel like I get so tired of wearing real pants sometimes. And I'm like, someone give me a pair of leggings or I'm not going anywhere. Or shorts.
Yeah.
What about you?
I'm definitely going to say gym clothes, but gym clothes falls on a very broad spectrum. Because there's like the dumpy gym clothes that you will do a painting project in. And then there's the really high end ones that like you won't even actually sweat in. You wear with like a jean jacket to go meet your friend for a beer on a Saturday afternoon.
Yes, that's so true. I literally, for a while, I would never wear my Lululemons to actually work out in. Like, I'd wear them, like at school, like, to the library, like, out and about. But I treated myself to 3 pairs of Lululemon leggings back in the spring, and I wear them to work out in, and they're just, like, phenomenal. Like, they're, I know that I want to try out this brand called Crazy Yoga, CRZ Yoga, that has apparently really similar material for a different price. Because Lulu is just so absurdly expensive, but I just think that quality, you will not find it anywhere else.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, phone call or text?
I'm going to say text on this one, just because I feel like phone calls, you can sometimes get stuck, like, carrying on a conversation about something else, and you have to pause your day to have the phone call. Whereas, you know, you're watching a movie, you can text at the same time, or, like, if you're on your computer, like, I use iMessage on my computer way more than I use it on my phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I agree about texting. I text a lot of people. Like, I remember, maybe this is, like, a weird random, but back in high school, one of my friends was like, oh, you text a lot of people. And I was like, okay, sir, like, do you not? You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I love texting. I think it's a great form of communication, whatever, like, whatever, the classic stuff. But one thing that I know, like, in a relationship, I don't love texting at all, because I don't want to get to know a person over text. So it's like, if it's just, like, casual daily stuff with friends, I feel like texting is good. I don't know, but I agree. It's like, you have to, like, set up a time, like, schedule a date and time for a FaceTime or for a phone call, which totally works. But it's like, sometimes I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I'm busy, like, I'm not busy, but I'm, like, preoccupied. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Here's a summer question for you. Do you prefer swimming or tanning?
Swimming all the way, the waves of the ocean, like, absolutely. So I don't know if you guys have ever seen me, but I have olive skin, so I get tan really fast, like, and I tan no matter what, no matter how much sunscreen I put on, like, so my point is, so it's kind of an annoying thing to say, but my point is, like, I've never been one to just lay out and tan. As I've gotten older, I have, because I want to be tan, but, tanner, but, mm-hmm. I believe that you get tan while you're swimming, like, that reflection on the water is you don't get it anywhere else. You don't get a tan. You get it while you're in the ocean, in the water. What about you?
I agree. Yeah, I'm definitely more of a swimming person. I have a boat in my family, and I like to go out on the boat and jump off the boat. Yes. And you just go on into the ocean. That's my thing.
Just, like, enjoy yourself. You know what I mean? Like, get out there. Why not? I love swimming, and I do it so rarely. This is why I need a pool. I've like an imaginary landscaping situation in my mind for my parents' backyard of where the pool would go, but it's not going to happen. That's okay. Okay, next up, what's worse, laundry or dishes?
I think dishes, because I don't know about you, but I always get, like, damp and dirty when I'm doing dishes. Like, stuff just sprays, and that's gross, and then you have to, like, change your sweatshirt. Whereas doing laundry, you just get things cleaner, and that's so much more pleasant to me.
Yeah, I hate doing dishes, so I agree with you. I think the fact that my parents make me do it is what makes me hate them more than the actual act of doing it. I, like, made this comment at work where I was like, yeah, I don't like doing the dishes. And people were like, oh my god, you would be a terrible roommate. Like, what the heck, Victoria? And I was like, that's not what I meant. Like, obviously, I do the dishes. I just don't like doing them at home. And I am such a believer, this is kind of fake news, kind of real news, in letting the dish soak. Because, like, okay, you need to, like, let it soak, you need to, but I let it soak for, like, hours. My parents are like, why is it soaking still? Yeah, that's a problem I need to get better at.
Here's another post-corona times hypothetical. When you go to the movies, would you rather get candy or popcorn?
Popcorn!
Yep, same. Big popcorn person.
Like, you can't get that kind of popcorn anywhere else. You might as well enjoy yourself.
It's impossible to replicate.
Absolutely. Enough said. Next, pancakes or waffles?
definitely waffles because they kind of soak in the toppings better. Like, okay. You know, the little grooves in them. If you put chocolate chips, they fit pretty perfectly in there, or butter or syrup or something. It really just stays in there. Whereas I feel like on the pancake, it either soaks in and makes it spongy or it drips off the side.
Yeah. Okay. True. I had not thought of that. I'm a pancake gal. My mom, growing up for so many years, every single Saturday morning made chocolate chip pancakes, and she makes them like no other. They are so good. But as I've been getting older, or just like getting more into health, I don't know. That's like an annoying thing to say, but it's true. Like I've found that those pancakes have zero nutritional value, although they make me happy. So that counts for something. But like, it fills you up with like empty calories. It's just, and then I'm like hungry. And anyway, but like, they are so good. So like, you got to treat yourself. But I've been trying to like do, what is it called? Like vegan pancakes, where it's just banana and like oats.
Oh,
or
yeah.
My dad has the, what is it? Kodiak protein pancake mix, which honestly is so bland. You have to mix it with bananas or like a ton of chocolate chips. Or I'll just even put protein powder or collagen in it. So I've been testing it out, which has been good. So this, one of the interns that we had this summer at my work, so we would do get to know yous every day with a different person between the full-timers and the interns. And every time he would ask, pancakes or waffles? And I literally had no idea who this kid was. I just knew he was the pancake or waffle kid. And he was a waffle stan, I think. And I think a lot of people said pancakes. I don't remember. But, I feel like we could talk about this for so long, like the differences, like when you go out to like a diner versus making them at home, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's quite the topic.
It is. It's a big one.
It's underrated.
All right. How about in terms of social media, do you prefer Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram. However, TikTok is eclipsing it. But yeah, Instagram. I've always loved it. I like the pictures.
I do too, and I feel like it's a better way to kind of keep up with what people are doing, because no one's, at least like the people I follow on Twitter, no one's like on there being like, hey, I had a cool salad for lunch at this cafe, whereas, you know, people put that on their Instagram story. Not that that's the kind of content that I'm looking for, because the food Instagrams really are just, they're a lot.
I do like seeing good photos of food. Like, I saw some immaculate looking mozzarella on someone's story the other day. And I don't even think it was a restaurant, it was at their house. But I like getting new restaurant recommendations. But sometimes people who cook are like, they overdo it. They're like, they just cook a lot. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's annoying. I don't know, maybe that's just because of the person. I'm like thinking of a few people. Anyway, okay, last question. Colors or neutrals?
I'm gonna go with neutrals because lately I'm like, I'm about to turn 26. It's time to start buying better, higher quality, more expensive pieces. Mm-hmm. So I try to make investments on things and buy things that I know will match a lot of different things. So if I'm going to spend the money to buy something nice, it better work with a lot of different outfits because I want to get my money's worth.
That's so true. No, I definitely agree with that, but I'm going to say colors. I love colors, obviously, but I've recently been really into green. Like, I have these two green skirts. One is floral, one is just, I guess, like Kelly green. I don't know. I just love it so much. And you can pair it with black, and it's so pretty. But at the same time, I will wear all black, which I think is just like a good go-to. But I do like colors. But honestly, my style is different than it was like a year ago. So it's still evolving. So we'll come back to that. But yeah. Okay, guys, those are our 20 questions. Let us know if there's any burning this or that type questions you have you want us to answer.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you sold from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.